أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam. Truly, the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we will conclude this series of khutbah in which we discussed the debate between Imam Ali alayhi salam and the rabbi of the time who was well known and boasted to have read all of the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed that were extant at the time, studied them, and was the most versed in the knowledge of the people of the book at the time. For your information, we have condensed this khutbah as much as we can. Many, 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 many details could not fit within the time period, even though we have given seven khutbah, well, this would be the seventh of the khutbah to date. So that you know, this hadith, as it is recorded and detailed, is 1,650 pages long. Inshallah. So, we are doing our level best, inshallah ta'ala, to impart this knowledge, a piece of it, inshallah, to you, bi'idhnillah. And I pray Allah ta'ala that it falls on open hearts and grateful Muslims. Amen. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us begin by greeting our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you recall, the rabbi confronted Imam Ali alayhi salam with the blessings that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred upon Sulaiman alayhi salam, in that he subjected all of the winds to his use, which could take him to any place on earth within 30 days. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, that's true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did subject the winds to Sulaiman alayhi salam, but he gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam more when he spared him from Masjid al-Haram in Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem via the Buraq. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for those of you who may not know, the Buraq is the creature that resembles a horse, but not quite as big, and whose name is derived from the Arabic word Baruq, which is lightning. And it is named Buraq because it travels faster than lightning. And some have said even faster than light itself. And we know that light travels at 186,000 miles per second. And thus, according to some estimates, the distances that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled in less than one night would take us more than 15,000 nights to cover, and Allah knows best. So Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he reminded the rabbi that Sulaiman, yes, he could cross distances on the earth in a month, but that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood at Sidratul Muntaha, the farthest lote tree, the lote tree that marks the boundary of the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. He stood there at the only with one third of the night having passed, and he had passed not only from Mecca to Jerusalem, but through the seven heavens to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to go, beyond which Jibreel alayhi salam himself could not pass. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was pushed by Jibreel alayhi salam past Sidratul Muntaha, the furthest lote tree, through Hujub An-Nur, the veils of light. It should be noted here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that according to hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not placed these Hujub An-Nur, these veils of light, between himself and his creation, just the weight of his glance alone would destroy all that it fell upon. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us spend a moment understanding this mi'raj, the ascension of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Najm, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Then he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a bow's length. So you know what we're talking about. We say a bow, you know, a bow, a bow and arrow, a bow's length. أَوْ أَدْنَى, or closer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And he revealed to his prophet, or to him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he revealed. First question, what did he reveal? Right? If that case, but even before that, you may ask, okay, he was at the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did he see Allah? Yes. But not with his eyes. No vision can capture Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep in mind, Allah has blessed us to have some sense in this regard. For nothing compares to Allah, but some sense, some small brain sense. We all have cameras. The bigger the thing is, the further you got to get away from it to take a picture, to see it, period. There is no way that you can encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any vision unless He permits it. And He has not permitted that as such. As we know, when Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, look at the mountain. And the mountain exploded. And quite literally, Musa was scared to death. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived him, the angels, they said, O son of Imran, alayhi salam, Allah created you and saved you and made you a human being. Yet you want to capture him with your vision? The children of Israel, so that you know, when Musa alayhi salam, he came back and he said that I spoke with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing they asked, did you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, no. He said, well, how did you know it was him speaking? Musa alayhi salam, he said, if a person speaks to you, you listen from the direction in there which they're speaking. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to you, His voice surrounds you and comes from every direction. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the veils of light of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended ar-rafraf, which is a throne, like a seat of dignity and honor for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rest upon. And as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His servant what He revealed to him. Again, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Okay. Now here, I must make a note. And inshallah ta'ala, this would be an encouragement to those of us who are still on their journey in this deen, if you have just become Muslim, or if the language has presented a challenge to you, or if you still are struggling to learn some surahs in Arabic. Insha'Allah ta'ala, what I'm about to say will motivate you, inshallah. Because what we are about to present truly, the deepest appreciation will be felt by those who know this in Arabic. The deepest heart-shaking appreciation will be felt by those who know what we are about to say in Arabic and know it by heart. I can safely assume that the majority of us know Surah Al-Fatiha in Arabic, even though you may not understand it fully for some of us who may have just learned. But you feel it's a part of you. You feel that this is something you will never in your life forget. You feel that it in some way defines you. And so when you learn about Surah Al-Fatiha, you feel you've learned some more about yourself. Right? That is what we are speaking of today, inshallah ta'ala, with regards to these ayah that we will speak of. That those who have them in their heart, it will be as if a chamber in their chest has been revealed to them. And this is why we wish and pray that Allah bless all of you here to memorize these ayah in Arabic and hold them until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, وَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى? When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seated upon a rafraf, the seat of dignity and honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه. The messenger believes in what was revealed to him from his Lord. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا. He said, and the believers, all of them believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers. We make no distinction between any of His messengers. And they say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, they are granted paradise and forgiveness if they do so. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Allah, if you grant us this, غُفُرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Forgive us, our Lord, for to you is the return. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then drew all of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the backs of their father, and brought them to stand there at the foot of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and on the earth. And if you conceal what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call you to account for it. He forgives whom He wills, and He punishes whom He wills. And Allah has power over all things. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this ayah was revealed to every single messenger of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah be pleased with them, took this ayah back to their ummah with this question from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you accept these terms? Meaning, this is what it means to believe. This is the conditions of worships if you so accept or so choose to accept this here. Because accepting it means you accept to be called to account for what you think and desire in your heart. These are very, very tough and very heavy terms. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave them the option. as he did with the heavens and the earth. Do you come together willingly or unwillingly? Here, it was just an option. Do you accept these terms? You can reject them if you wish. Every single nation that was given this option rejected the ayah. Every single nation that is, except the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam there, and his ummah there, at the foot of Al-Arsh, we accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, since you and your ummah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept the terms of this ayah, knowing its difficulty, and knowing every nation before you refused to accept it, I absolve you and your nation of this responsibility. Allah continued, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Allah does not place a burden on a soul greater than it can bear. The good that it earns is for it, and the evil that it earns is against it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allahumma, O Allah, since you have granted this to us, increase it for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask. To which he replied, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَانَا. Our Lord, do not chastise us if we forget or make a mistake. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know, for every nation before the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the law, if they forgot or they made a mistake, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not remind them. He would simply send the punishment. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will not count against you or your nation anything nor any duty that slipped your minds or that was done by mistake. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahumma, O Allah, since you have granted this to us, increase it. Ask, said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ربنا ولا ربنا لا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. O our Lord, do not place a burden upon us like you placed upon those before us. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for this. Every nation before us, in order just to purify themselves before making any religious obligation, water was not enough. Many more steps were required before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept that they were clean. And when it came to salah, they were required to offer it in a specific place. Otherwise, it would not be accepted. And they were required to offer 50 salah a day. Not together, like we make the rak'ah, and we make four, or we make two or three. No. But the salah at 50 different times a day. So for instance, one salah is at 1 o'clock, Another salah at 1:15. Another salah at 1:30. Another one at 1:45. Another one at 2 o'clock. Another at 2:10. And so on. When it came to offering the sacrifice, in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it of them, they were required to bring that sacrifice, no matter where they were on earth, to Jerusalem, in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. And if he so did so, they had to wait until he descended a fire from the heavens which would consume it. If he did not do that, then its rotting carcass would be a sign that he did not accept it from them. When it came to the sin and the evil, the nations before us were charged a sin that only was an intention. So if they just intended or planned to do something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, they were held accountable as if they did it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would write the sin they committed, whether in their mind or physically, on the front door of their home for them to see. And they knew if they did not offer some way for Allah to forgive them, they would have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sins. As far as the tawbah, the repentance, like Allah has given us, it was haram for them. In order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to absolve them of a sin, they first had to forego any food that they lived for, any food that they loved, any food that they even liked. Because they knew, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew, what they hated to eat. So for instance, you like hash browns, but hate oatmeal. Oatmeal was your food. You like tuna, can't stand liver. Liver it is. And so on. They were made to taste the bitterness of their sin. And this is the true meaning of Lent. Not like they practice today, where you abstain from eating something you like for one day or one night. The minimum that was, and you notice this, that sometimes what they do is fast the whole day from everything, 24 hours. Mm-mm. The minimum that was required for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you of one sin was 50 years. Minimum. And the only way that you knew it was forgiven is if you didn't see it on your door no more. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we said, he asked, ربنا ربنا لا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. O our Lord, do not place a burden upon us like you placed upon those before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he replied, the rules and restrictions that I imposed upon other nations, I will not require of your nation. And while they had to offer salah at specific places, I have made the earth a masjid for you and your ummah. And whereas more was required for their purification for you, I have made the water of the earth to use to purify yourselves. And I have made the sacrifice of your nation not food for the fire, but food for the poor. And I release you from what I required of other nations that were duties upon them in the night and the day. And I have made for your nation 5 salah, whereas its value is 50 salah. And whereas the only other nations only received one good deed for one good deed, one bad deed for one bad deed, for your ummah and for you, Prophet Muhammad SAW, you will receive 10 good deeds for one good deed, and only one bad deed for one bad deed. And with the others, if they intended to do a good deed, it was not accepted of them unless they did it. Yet your nation, if they intend to do a good deed, they will get the reward as if they done it. And if they do it, then they will get 10 good deeds. Prophet Muhammad SAW, he said, Allahumma, O Allah, increase it for me. Allah said, ask. He said, Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. O our Lord, do not place upon us more than we can carry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, for you, Muhammad SAW, I have done that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he heard from Prophet Muhammad SAW again. وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. And pardon us, O Allah, and forgive us, and have mercy on us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I have done that for you and your ummah, for those among them who repent. And Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahumma, anta mawlana fansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. O Allah, you are our mawla, our protector. Give us victory over the kuffar, over those who reject, who are the ungrateful and don't believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he replied, your ummah will be like the white pimples on a black bull. But for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be powerful and no one will be able to manipulate them. And I promise that I will yuthhiruhu ala deeni kulli. I will make it above all other faiths. And no one within the east or the west of the earth, no one will not be touched by this deen. And all others, when I raise it above them, they will have to pay the jizya, the tax, to you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Imam Ali alayhi salam, he finished these words, the rabbi couldn't take it. He said, look, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah made the shayateen subject to him. They would make for him whatever he wished. Imam Ali alayhi said, yes, this is true. He gave Sulaiman alayhi salam power over the shayateen. And Allah made them subject to him. But they did not believe. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was given this power and more. But Allah gave him the jinn who believed. And the 9 tribes of the jinn, the best being from the tribe of Nasyabin, and the 8 jinn from the tribe of Yemen, descendants of the jinn Amir bin Amir. And from the jinn tribe of Al-Ahijjah, they were Shuddat, Mudat, Al-Humlikan, Murzuban, Mazaman, Mudat, Hayasib, Hayadib, and Amr. These are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, قُلْ أُحْيَا إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفْرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. That a portion of the jinn heard the recitation of the Qur'an. فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآننا عجبا. Surely we have heard a wondrous Quran recited. These are those that were listening, and they came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was at the trunk of the oak tree, and submitted their apologies, because they said, we never thought Allah would send another messenger. And the total number of jinn that pledged allegiance to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that day were 71,000. All of them pledged that they would make the salah, they would pay the zakat, they would fast in the holy month of Ramadan, and they would make the hajj. And they again offered their sincerest apologies for those among them who blasphemed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali alayhi salam said to the rabbi, this is far more valuable than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected these jinn to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to honor his prophethood because they believed. These jinn had previously claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a son. Praise be for Allah who made the numbers of jinn and men countless. The rabbi, fuming, he stood and demanded from Imam Ali, fine, then tell me about the one and the two and the three and the four and the five and the six and the seven and the eight and the nine and the 10 and the 20 and the 30 and the 40 and the 50 and the 60 and the 70 and the 80 and the 90 and the 100. Imam Ali alayhi salam calmly said, the one, he is Allah who has no partners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two is what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَٰهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ, and do not take for yourselves two gods. إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ, surely he is but one God. The three, the four, the five, the six, the seven, and the eight are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. And they will say, they were three, meaning the dwellers of the cave, while the fourth of them being their dog. And they will say, there were five, the sixth of them being their dog, guessing at the unseen. And they will say, they were seven, the eighth of them being their dog. As for the nine, they are the nine people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they were in the city. They were in the city, nine family heads, causing corruption in the land and not amending its affairs, being among the yuslihun, rather. The 10 is when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and complete the hajj and umrah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you are prevented, then offer what can be obtained with ease of sacrificial animals. And do not shave your heads until the sacrificial animals has reached this place of slaughter. And whoever among you is ill or has an ailment of the head, making shaving necessary, must offer a ransom of fasting 3 days as charity or sacrifice. And when you are secure, then whoever performs Umrah during the Hajj months, followed by Hajj, offers what he can obtain with ease of sacrificial animals. And whoever cannot find such, then fast 3 days during the Hajj and 7 when you have returned home. Those are the complete 10 days. The 20, he said, are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in the battle of Badr when he said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O prophet, urge the believers to battle. If there are among you 20 who are steadfast, they will overcome 200. And the 30 and the 40 is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبَّهُ 40 لَيْلَةً. And we made for Musa alayhi salam an appointment for 30 nights and perfected them by the addition of 10 more. So the term of his Lord was completed as 40 nights. The 30, the 40. The 50, he said, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the angels and the spirits, or whether the ruh, will ascend to him during the night. كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ. The counting of yours is 50,000 years. The 60 are the miskeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about regarding those men who divorced their wives by saying that they are like to them the backs of their mothers, and they wish to repent these words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and he who does not find a servant, then he should fast, meaning to free, then he should fast for 2 months consecutively before they touch one another. And he who is unable, then the feeding of 60 miskeen, poor people, will suffice. The 70, he said to him, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and Musa alayhi salam chose from his people 70 men for our appointment. The 80 is the punishment for the false accuser, when he accuses, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who accuse chaste men, women, pardon me, and then do not produce 4 witnesses, lash them with 80 lashes. The 90 are the 90 of the disputers of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and indeed, this is my brother who has 99 female sheep, while I have only one. And the 100 is the punishment for the unmarried fornicators, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and for the unmarried woman and the unmarried man found guilty of fornication, whip them each with 100 lashes. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the rabbi fell down on his face in a swoon and foamed at the mouth. When he finally managed to control himself, he got to his knees, he raised his hands to the heavens, and he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To which Imam Ali alayhi salam, he turned to his companions and he said, pull your brother up and give him a hand. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, this is really only a small portion of this debate. But its value is priceless. We, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, must learn our deen. We must place it in the highest priority in our lives so that we can benefit truly from what Allah has revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The medicine is of no use to those who don't take it. And surely, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, this Qur'an is shafa'un wa rahmah, a cure and a mercy. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I counsel you and advise you that if you have found some benefit here, please show your appreciation for Allah deciding to put on your tongue La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Show your appreciation, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in that as Allah has made the sadaqah, the action of speech, and then action in spending. Spending of what He has provided for you, either of your wealth or of your time. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us. We are not adding or giving any increase. This is purely, purely mercy. We have so much and we give so little. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you spend, He guarantees it will not be lost. I'm reminding you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because we have to get in a habit to the point where we don't need a reminder. As we get closer to the Day of Judgment, the Muslims who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will try the hardest are those who are the stingiest with Him. And I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khayrun raziqeen. He is the best of providers. Whatever you give will never suffer to be lost. And where better to give than to His house? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this, as Allah reminds us, before we face a day where neither wealth nor children will benefit you. Only those with a pure heart, a heart that has been cleansed of love for this dunya. Inna Allaha wa malaikatihi yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله, إن الله يعمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.